Okay, calm down. I'm not messing with your heads. I know it's not Monday, but I wanted to bring you your big up for the week since we didn't have it earlier this week. And of course, it's brought to you by Island Real Estate. Now, if you're looking for a home to buy or to rent or any kind of real estate needs, make sure you check out their website at ireteam.com. And you know, every time we have a big up, we honor a student that's doing something amazing. And this week is going to be of no difference. However, there's going to be one slight adjustment because this is kind of like a retro big up. This is a young lady who was a prodigy back in the 90s, but it'd be kind of interesting to see what these students are doing nowadays. We always talk about kids that are doing something amazing today, and then we never know what their future looks like. Now, here's a glimpse into one genius's future, because we're going to go back in the past, talk about what she did when she was 11, and what her life looks like now. And at the age of 11, this child prodigy sold paintings for $100,000, and we're going to talk about her life today at the age of 30. So nearly 20 years ago, when Alexandra Nechita's artistic peers were dabbing in acrylics and exploring color in art class, she too was painting, but the difference was that some of her canvases were selling for more than $100,000. Think about that. Think of all the paintings you've ever made in school and how little money you made off of that. I think I sold one for like 75 guilders when I was 18. So Alexandra was only 11 at the time, but she was already taking the art world by storm. Back then, the young girl's work was even being compared to those of the great Pablo Picasso. But Alexandra told Oprah when she was on her show back in 1996 that she wasn't trying to emulate anyone else's style. She actually said, "I didn't even know who Pablo Picasso was. I was just enjoying myself, and I started painting this way because I wanted to be different." And if you see the paintings, you can see that there's a huge resemblance between her and Pablo Picasso. Also, a lot of differences. I feel like her colors are softer, however, somehow more vibrant. It has a more feminine energy to it. Because she was an 11-year-old girl when she painted these things. So today, Alexandra is 30 years old, and she's a new mother. When Oprah Where Are They Now checked in with her at her Los Angeles studio to see what life has been like since being dubbed by the media as the Petite Picasso, they found that as for her artistic process, Alexandra says that not much has changed. She says, "I'm never really into starting a piece and finishing it in one sitting," she says. "I have pieces in here, actually, that I've recently come across that I probably, that I did even before I was on the Oprah show." So even before she was 11, she was painting this way and making these masterpieces. As a child, Alexandra says that her peers didn't understand her devotion to her art. She says, "I'm a little bit of an outcast in that sense." And she said, "Did I make sacrifices? Did I make very explicit choices and choose my career over going to every single football game or going to every single school dance or every single birthday? Absolutely. Do I regret it? No." And I love that, because that's the way that you build huge dreams. Sometimes you got to sacrifice. Go to the party, go see a movie, go to the school football team, or just take that time to work on your craft so that you can become better than everybody else. And that's what a lot of these prodigies do. It's not even necessarily that they're smarter than everyone else. They literally work harder than their peers. So Alexandra admits that she used to get frustrated over missing out on certain experiences as a teenager, but clarifies that this was no one's decision but her own. She said, "I never had the feeling of being forced to do that," she says. "I actually made the choice myself. And it became a choice that certainly paid off. Alexandra's paintings have sold well into six figures." She says, "The most I've ever sold a painting for, I think, is somewhere around $400,000. This is all when she was a child. Still, Alexandra is immensely grateful to have the opportunities that she's had over the last two decades. And she said, "I've been incredibly lucky to make a very good living off of my work and not only to provide for myself, but provide for my family and my extended family." She says that has truly been one of the greatest gifts. So there you go. That's what can happen to these child prodigies and geniuses and influential children when they grow up, is that they continue working on their craft and they continue giving and supporting to their families. And they continue on with the projects that they do, in her case, at least. Anyways, that is your big up for today. Of course, it is brought to you by Island Real Estate, your Island Real Estate providers. Make sure you check them out at ireteam.com. One of my favorite things to do is just go on the website and do my fantasy house hunting. Like, one day I'm going to buy me a mansion like that. But if you need more practical needs, like you need to rent a home, you need to buy a home, you're looking for commercial real estate space, you're looking for land, anything you need, they can handle your real estate requests. So make sure you check them out at ireteam.com. And that is this week's big up. I hope y'all stick around because I got some more fun coming up for you next at the playground.